Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's relationship rehab. Other people's problems. Your advice. Call 321-0931 to help.
This is called relationship rehab. This is where we get in and somebody either gives us a call or we hear from somebody or they hit us up with an email. We try to help them out. And today we're going to try to help out someone named Grace.
Okay.
And Grace says this in her email. Hey, Marco and Krista, I love listening to your show. It seriously makes my morning fantastic. Well, that's nice. We love you. I'm having some serious problems with my fiance, Noah, though, recently. So we've been together for 8 years and through college and grad school and setting up a life for ourselves. And now that we are finally starting to settle a bit, I want to get married. Noah says he wants to wait to get married, but he just keeps... Oh, Noah says he still wants to get married, but he just keeps stalling on proposing. He says he just wants to relax for a bit rather than planning a wedding with all of our other stuff. I think he's being whiny and a bit lazy. I just don't get how it's so hard for us to put a freaking ring on my finger. I mean, what if he's stalling so he can weasel out of marrying me or see if there's better options? I don't think I'm being unreasonable. I just want to start my life as soon as possible, and he shouldn't have the right to stall. So I'm wondering if any girls out there right now are going through this or have gone through this or how I should get my man to finally commit to me. So she wants ideas, I guess. I don't on getting a guy to ask her to marry him. Now, not just any guy. They've been together for 8 years. That seems like a long time.
Forcing a guy to marry you will never end in a happy marriage.
It won't work, you're saying.
I mean, am I right? If I was going to force you to marry me, even though you don't want to, I mean, that you can't force someone to do something like that. I just think, number one, don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't want him to marry you based on you forcing him to do it because you want him to want to do it, because he loves you and he's doing it at the time that he thinks is right.
Yeah. What about her asking him? Has she just
get married?
Yeah.
Well,
will you marry me?
Come on. They've been now. Okay. So, like they've been together for 8 years. They're ready now. You know, they got a nice place. They're ready to start a life. I can totally see that. I mean,
that's
a long commitment together.
Yeah. No, it is. 8 years. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a long time. She says he wants to get married. He just stalls a little bit. I think a lot of guys,
to me, I think you got to ask yourself, are you happy? Is that the only thing right now that is probably affecting you? You know, the only negative thing right now is just because you don't have the ring. Are you happy in general with him? If it's yes, then I think it's worth staying. Maybe he could get you a promise ring. Maybe that would help a little bit, you know, just to have a ring on your hand. I totally get it. I mean, what girl doesn't want a ring on her hand?
Eighth grade again?
Well, no, but it's true. I mean, I have a girlfriend going through this right now. And she's like, I don't know what to do. I've been with him 2 years now and I want to get married.
2 years?
Yeah.
Goodness. But nothing compared to Grace.
Well, she's been married before, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I definitely, and maybe you should find out a little bit more why he's hesitating, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be something about, but
I'm sure
if you're happy, just wait it out.
Somebody's going through that right now. If you are, call us at 321-0931 because Grace is standing by listening for your advice. Let's get to Jasmine this morning. Good morning, Jasmine.
Hi, good morning.
Hey,
Hi.
So Grace is there. She's been going out with her fiance or for her boyfriend for 8 years. They've done everything. He says he wants to marry her, but he's not committing. Do you have any advice for her? What would you do in this situation?
I honestly would walk.
Yeah.
I think that he needs to see what he's missing. I think, like, if she's just hanging around waiting and waiting, he knows he has her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if she just tells him, listen, I don't think we should be together, and try to, she could try to move on or do whatever and let him see, hey, I don't need you.
Yeah.
He needs to see what life is like without her and whether or not he can or cannot live without her, because begging him for marriage, I don't think it's going to end well.
Yeah.
And guys don't like to be pressured like that. So he needs to come to it on his own.
Just to be clear, though, you would walk away from an 8-year relationship with a guy that you're a girl, whoever you're with, because they didn't just to prove a point or just to then be like, all right, fine, I'll move on.
100%. I would walk away. And really for both. I mean, we're adults. If you're not going to give me what I need, and we've been supporting each other through school and through all these major milestones, mm-hmm. and you just kind of leave me dangling. I mean, Sure. Nobody has time for that. Life is short. You know what I mean? There's going to be somebody out there that'll want to marry her and build a life with her quicker.
Yeah.
So I think he needs to just see that he doesn't just have her.
Yeah. There is a movie out there with Ben Affleck. I'm sure you've seen it. And Jennifer Aniston, where she ends up leaving, you know, and they're like not together for a while. And then he ends up missing her. And then he ends up proposing. Because missing someone, that'll definitely trial the heart.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it, hon. Thank you very much. 321-0931. It's Relationship Rehab. Let's get to Susanna here this morning. Good morning, Susanna.
Hey. Good morning. How are you
What
guys?
Up, girl?
We're good. What do you think she should do here?
Well, I was with somebody for 13 years, and we never got married, and it bothered me for quite a while. And then we sat down and talked about what were the reasons we wanted to get married. And were they, you know, our three were money, religion, and kids. And if those weren't the core things, those weren't reasons to get married, then we decided that we needed to wait at that point because neither one of us was quite 100%. And in the end, I really feel like the 13 years we spent together was more than any marriage because we chose every single day to be together.
Yeah.
It wasn't, oh, we're married, we got to make this work, or we got to go through a divorce. When we had a fight, we made a conscious choice that we wanted to be with the other one and work through it. And so I think she needs to really dig deep. Is it that she wants to get married because she thinks, oh, society wants me to get married, I'm at that point? Mm-hmm. Or are there legitimate reasons? She wants to start a family and have children.
She's obviously still in love with them.
Yeah.
It feels like she's still in love with them. So that would, I mean, can't deny
she
that.
Needs to say, you know, I mean, I think it's legit to say, I want to be married when I have our child.
Right.
I think that's completely legit. And if he doesn't understand that, then maybe he's not the right person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she needs to dig deep and look into why she wants to get married.
Yeah,
you don't have to be married to have a successful relationship.
True. Sorry, girl. True. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
All the way from Michigan.
Yeah.
Thank you, Susanna.
Our farthest listener that calls in. Thank you.
Online.
We love you. Let's get to Gina this morning. Hey, Gina.
Hi. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for calling us. So what do you think about Grace here? She wants to start her life. She's been with her boy for 8 years. He hasn't committed yet. What do you think she should do?
I was actually in pretty much the exact same situation. I was with him for 6 years, and we'd been talking about getting married for, like, the last two. So I was just kind of getting fed up, and I just said, you know what? I want to get married and start a family, and if you can't give that to me, I need to find someone who will. So the ball's in your court.
What happened?
We got engaged and we've been married for a year now.
Look at that.
So it worked for her.
You said blank or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, for real.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Well, she put it in his head that he could lose her.
Yeah.
So
that's
a powerful thing.
321-0931. Let's get to Elizabeth here this morning. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So what do you think for Grace? She says she wants to start her life together. It's been 8 years. He says he wants to, but he's not doing it. What do you think the reason is?
I really have no idea, but here's what I think you should do. I think you should go get him a really nice ring and propose to him.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I think you should do.
I was saying,
propose to him and see where he's at. If he says no, what would a guy do if you proposed to a woman and she said no? He's going to get the heck out of there.
Yeah.
Either that or make sure you pay everything 50-50 down the middle if he doesn't want to have something together with you committed.
All right, I like that. So if he doesn't, just say, all right, well, my money's my money, your money's your money. We'll just, we'll still be together, but I'm not doing this thing. I'm not, because you're not, you don't want to go. But I liked, I said originally you should just, I don't know, if I'm a kind of person where I just ask or I get or I take control. I say, you know, I'll ask. If you don't want to ask, I'll ask. And then
but Marco, if you propose to a woman and you give her a nice ring and she says no, what are you going to do?
I'm going to take my ring.
You're going to get up. You're going to get the heck out of Dodge, right?
Exactly. I'm going to take my ring and go somewhere else.
Actually propose to him, Grace. And if he says no, then you know where you stand.
Well, and I think she will know where she stands because, again, he's not ready to propose to her. So when she proposes to him, once again, that is forcing him in a situation that he doesn't want to be in. And I think that I don't know.
But 8 years? 8 years doesn't want to be in it, but still in it? Grow up.
Yeah, you know what they say.
Get off the fence.
Why buy the cow when the milk is free?
Then she should just leave. Just then leave.
You think?
Yeah.
She shouldn't even get it one last shot?
Well, I don't know. That just puts her, I don't know.
Hey, thanks.
It's like get off the fence. It's like grow up. Yeah. Is he waiting for something better to come along and he doesn't want to be tied down in case the ship comes by he should be on? Or what's the deal with that, really?
I have issues growing up with his family. You know, maybe he came from a divorced family.
Well, thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it. She's listening right now, so.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Some good advice. Let's get some advice from the advice master, Joe Jack, on the radio.
Oh, jeez.
What is
Joe, what do you think here? Grace says, man, why aren't you marrying me?
It's too early for all this getting married stuff, man.
Joe's not having that. What do
but,
you think, honey?
But I think, man, she should just go ahead and actually propose herself because men, you know, we want to do it, but it's like it takes something to push us over there. You know what I'm saying? It's like you need a little push sometimes. Mm. Maybe somebody ain't giving him that push. 8 years is a long time, but if she stuck around for 8 years, why not stick around for a couple more years?
Yeah, I mean, you already put eight in.
Days.
I mean, come on.
Right, I think giving somebody an ultimatum to get married, do they really want to marry you then? Because somebody can really like you, but by you giving them an ultimatum, they don't want to lose you, so they end up marrying you.
Yeah.
But that ain't what they really want to do, so I wouldn't give nobody an ultimatum on getting married. That's something serious.
Yeah, that's exactly what Krista's saying.
But they'll resent you in the end.
Sure.
Yeah, because they're going to be the person that you want them to be then when they decide to be who they want to be. What's going to happen then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, that's right.
See, look at that. Good advice.
And Joe, let everybody know what is the most important thing on a woman's body to take care of.
Keep them feet right, baby. I've been seeing too many busted feet out here. And y'all cannot come outside like that, ladies. Please keep them feet right. Her feet probably don't look right. That's why he ain't getting mirrored. She pedicured them toes. He might be ready.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams. Does life ever get you down? Well, just remember it could always get worse. You could always be one of these people.
At least you're not Gregory Bellotti. Now, Gregory, he's a dentist in Pennsylvania, Krista.
Okay.
He recently tried to work on several patients, old Greg did, while he was drunk. And I mean really drunk. Back in March, one of his employees had to dial 911 after he came back from lunch just hammered.
You said Tennessee, right?
No, this is in Pennsylvania.
Or Pennsylvania, I was going to say, because some good moonshine there.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was supposed to see six more patients that day, but they all dodged a major bullet because when cops tested him, his blood alcohol content level was 5 times the legal limit to drive. In fact, it was 0.418, which can be fatal.
I was going to say, are you even alive? Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't work on anyone's teeth, which was good, but a staff member found him passed out in the dentist chair while the next patient was sitting in the waiting room. Can you imagine? Excuse me, sir, just one more second. The doctor's actually passed out.
Oh.
Anyway, he told cops he chugged an entire bottle of vodka on his lunch break. And this is surprising, but his dental license has been suspended.
No!
Yeah.
Stop.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
33-year-old Dennis Strickland. Now, he walked into a bank in Sioux City, Iowa last Thursday. The bank teller said he was acting a little weird, especially when he tried to deposit a fake $1 million bill. That's right, folks. Somebody gave him $1 million bill, which he thought was real. So he went to the bank and he tried to put it in his bank account. Now, it's not illegal to do that because he didn't make it. He didn't do anything. He just had it. But the teller did call the cops just to make sure to see what was going on.
Right.
When they showed up, they asked him to empty his pockets. It's not clear even if he had to since he hadn't broken any laws, but he did it anyway. And that's when old Dennis pulled out a big bag of meth. Now, see, that is illegal. He was arrested for being dumb and for possession of a controlled substance.
I don't get it.
And on top of all that, this is hard to believe, but the $1 million bill was fake.
No.
Yeah.
Did they use that little marker that they put on the bill to see if it's real or not?
Came out black.
Yeah.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
39-year-old David McGuire. Now, he got pulled over in Bridgeport, Connecticut when cops saw him swerving all over the road. After he got pulled over, he jumped out of his car and he marched straight at the cop while yelling at him and being really bad. But he wasn't done. He chucked his cell phone at the police cruiser. So this guy was, he wasn't really excited. He walked back to his car, he popped the trunk, and then he took out a bicycle and told the cop, "I'm leaving." And he rode off.
On his bicycle.
Not before he got tased and he wrecked the bike and landed headfirst onto the pavement. His smiling mugshot also apparently is fine because he had cuts and bruises all over his face.
He should have been wearing a helmet.
Yeah, see, that's another charge that he got, actually. So he made a bad situation a lot worse by being dumb. Don't do that. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
An 81-year-old woman named Marilyn Hammerman from Rockville, Maryland. That's my neck of the woods, Chris.
Yeah,
it was only 40 minutes from where I grew up.
Aww.
Anyway, old Marilyn went to an amusement park called Funland in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Yeah.
She tried to ride some bumper cars. The person taking the tickets noticed that Marilyn's tickets didn't seem right. They looked weird. So the cops came. They had security right there. Turned out the tickets she was using for the rides were counterfeit. And you're like, what? Who would sell an 81-year-old lady some counterfeit fare tickets? That's really? Just not cool. Uh-huh. Apparently, it wasn't the first time Marilyn used them because she's been making counterfeit tickets for over 40 years.
Dude, she's a carny. This is what they do.
This 81-year-old woman for 40 years had a fake counterfeit operation to make fake tickets to use rides at this amusement park. Yeah.
You have the mafia, and then you have the carnies.
And then you got old Marilyn Hammerman.
She's all about it.
If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.